Grinch. Immediate Grinch.
I got the go-tos when it comes to Christmas music, like Boyz II Men, Let It Snow, Mariah Carey, obviously.
You have to listen to that one.
Nat King Cole, all of that, but it's like seven. After that, I'd be like,
Like Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
go-to for me. Yeah, go-to.
It gets a little annoying after that, but I think that it's really the vibe it makes. I don't think anybody's like in the headphones like bumping bumping Christmas. It's like a atmosphere thing, and then you can be like, all right, cut that shit off. This is just like, you know.
The most random thing was when Death Row did like a Christmas album.
Any classics? I don't remember this.
Santa Claus.
Who on Death Row was this? Okay.
Oh my God. Doing that chorus. Santa Claus, ba-da-ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum-bum.
It sounds like faintly familiar.
Don't y'all know about the? I know somebody in the Scary Squad.
I kind of like it.
Come on, man. It was a bop. Okay. It was a bop. They had like a black Santa Claus going over the projects in the hood, mm-hmm. like in the video. It was dope. But I mean, like after you hear that twice, you'd be like, all right, turn the shit off.
That's a cool message.
Yeah.
I always wondered if he went.
That would be a lot of fucking work to just hit all the people in that
like
amount
one
of time.
Project too.
Yeah,
that's a lot of like.
You got to start early because you got to think about it. He got to hit everybody in the world. So it's night over in Europe, like.
So that's more time then, right? Yeah,
yeah, he gets more time, but
so
still
he just
though.
Has to go the like follow night, and he has different time zones. He can be 16 hours.
That's why you only work one day a week. I mean, one day a year to like be able to do all that.
What about Alaska, where it don't get dark? Do he just be landing on roofs in broad daylight?
I think that's
daylight?
In the summer when they have the, like the 60 days of light. Any care?
Yeah, I don't think it's the December months.
None? To my knowledge. No part of the world?
So. No, I mean, some parts of the
in
world.
In the winter, yeah. In the wintertime, they have like the 60 days of dark, though.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My sister lived
or
up there.
Or you get up into like Norway, Sweden, and that. They'll have like months where it's
so he could start there.
Nighttime all the time.
On the 24th, and no one will see him because it's dark. He probably has like little like routes so that he can make the maximum efficiency in terms of like dropping off gifts.
We're really trying to get this figure
this is
out.
Just, I'm just.
I mean, I feel like just magic solves everything.
Yeah, Christmas magic has to take it.
Yeah,
to take
yeah but
some
magic
point.
Has
that's
to have some magic.
That's all I wanted
magic
to say. It was my only response was magic. Like it's just magic.
Nah, man, it's got to be some planet to it too.
Is
my mic on, Cam?
It is, yeah, okay. It was lower before.
Okay, gotcha. Appreciate that. Who was that, Rick? Appreciate that, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. She got some crazy stories. Ooh. She got some times. And she's also one of the dopest artists I've ever seen. I've been trying to buy her work for months now. She keeps telling me no. She's like, oh, no, I'm not ready to part with. That's
Damn.
The thing about an artist, a true artist. They love their work so much. They're like, oh, I have to do one more installment. I'm not ready to buy. Like, give me the shit.
It's never
give
done.
Give me the shit.
It's
off.
Never
give me
done
a print.
With y'all niggas.
Listen, I do think about it. I just don't. I just
do
don't
it.
Know.
You don't do it. I need some follow through. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Melanie Mel Muse, a.k.a. the... I don't know your AKA.
Melanie.
Melanie
the Muse. Melanie,
a.k.a. Mel Muse.
Hi. What's up, y'all?
Why ain't the art for sale, then?
I did not say that it is not for
sale. She sells some of it.
It's a one particular piece that he wants.
Absolutely, I do.
And
it's actually two.
Oh, what's the other one?
I like the chick doing this one and the do-rag one.
Oh, it is the do-rag one.
I'm going to have to put that on. I'm going to send it to Kenda so I can put it up there. Boom, boom. And y'all can see exactly what I want and why she. I feel like she's being selfish. Because
the do-rag one. You should call it that officially, the do-rag one.
The do. I hate naming my paintings. Can I just say that?
It's like an Instagram caption.
Naming them. No.
It's like a social caption.
I'm really good
it's much
at
more
Instagram
than that,
captions.
Yeah.
I hate naming my paintings.
Yeah. You just got to wrap it all up.
How do you name your songs, Pat?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, usually it's like a focal point in what we're like what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. but sometimes it'll just be like the vibe of it. So I could only assume that's what paintings do too. And a lot of times, seems like some painters just have something else in mind, and it'll be like something that has nothing to do with the painting, and you're just like, oh, okay, they were thinking about something else.
And you just accept it.
That's so yeah. true. But I also hate explaining to people what I was thinking. Is that terrible?
Do you have to do that as an artist, though?
Oh, my God.
I feel like
all
as an artist,
time.
People have to just take it. You don't have to explain it.
Okay, but that's the problem, is people want to be like, I don't know, cultured and ask questions about what mediums you use and what you were thinking and what you were da 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 da. And like, oh my God, it can be a lot.
Could you say it's y'all fault too, though? Because y'all will make a real vague looking thing, have a confusing name, and then be like, everybody's asking all these questions. Whereas if the painting was called like dog eating bananas, you would be like, they would be like, what's it about? You'd be like, nigga, well, read the caption.
I think that's the thing, is you get asked either way. Some people are just like, it could be as the name could be as expository as possible.
It can always be deeper.
People are gonna be questioning.
It can always be deeper. It can always be deeper.
Well, I have it here too, so.
Now I can see it.
We put the ACK on? The AC-47?
Yeah, you know what the fuck it is. So, you watch the podcast. You know what we do. You know we do this intro song. I know you were waiting for this.
Oh, man.
Ready for this. Jump in that intro song.
Let's see how far the art goes.
I'm not.
Let's do it.
We're doing some paint bars.
Yeah. I'm gonna actually go with the song.
Colorful bars.
The song I was talking about, that Santa Claus Goes to the Ghetto, I'm gonna go with that beat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it could be about whatever. I mean, unless somebody throws something in the chat real quick now, what we should rap around.
Christmas carols.
I'm not going to rap. That's
why
that's
not?
Why not?
This is art. You say you're an artist.
Come on, Melanie.
You say you can't.
Melanie.
All right, well then freestyle paint or something.
I have to draw the line at rapping. I'm sorry.
Oh God. Yeah, singing? Maybe you shouldn't rap.
Oh, I wish you didn't ask me that. I'm actually a really good singer. I just
Wow.
I wish you didn't ask me that. I'm actually super good at that.
Why'd you ask me that?
I'm so good at it.
Disrespectful to God. No, I'm really good. Who gave you these talents when you don't share them with the world? I'm just gonna leave you with that.
No.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that. I'm so good at that.
No, I don't want the drunk verse.
No, because I felt bad, because I try not to lie. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, no, don't lie. Can you sing? I can't be like, oh,
sing the hook. We were just talking about Nate Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
You can be Kate Dogg.
What about Mel Dogg?
Mel Dogg. Mel Dogg, where's that?
Mel Dogg didn't rhyme.
Okay.
Could have easily done that.
Okay.
All right, Melda.
All right, here we go.
I'll be Warren P.
The thing is, we try to Warren P.
Warren, like Warren P. G? Yeah.
Got it. All right. Obviously, we try to rhyme scary with Harry, Mary, Dairy, whatever. Right? You just damn it, that you're scary. It has to be like one of the bars, whether you sing it or rap it. We'll let you decide on that one there. It's too late. We already started. People are watching. Here we go.
Yo, we getting ho ho hos over here. Let's go. Merry Christmas. It's a month before January. Damn, internet, you so scary. Hey, I'ma come down the chimney now. Hey, I'ma put it in your chimney mouth. Hey, I done stole your shit. They done call me the motherfucking Grinch. Hey, Cindy Lou Who is a bitch. Said Cindy Lou Who is a bitch. Hey, hey. Why you telling on me, snitch? Why you telling on me, snitch? Why you telling on me, who? I'm in Whoville. Sniffing all that coke with my Whoville nose. Hey, I got Whoville hoes. Hey, I go where the Whoville goes. Hey. Picking apples at the Whoville Grove. Hey, I'ma pass it to the mail. Hey, Mel Dog, what you gotta say? Santa came to my hood yesterday. I'ma pass it to my left. Smoking weed all day with my nigga Mel. You did not just sip your cup. Come on, Nate Dog. Still in Christmas Eve. Tomato. No one buy her art.
We've never had anybody just refuse to do it, Mel.
No one.
I'm not refusing. Damn. I just feel like I literally can't.
I think she has a ghost painter, too.
You could have jumped in on the bars. You could have did the
ghost
ad-lib. Santa Claus!
I don't believe you painted those pictures
anything,
anymore.
Mel.
I didn't even know.
I don't
that
think
was an
she
option.
Painted any of those pictures.
Do you watch the show, Mel?
Yes.
Do you even watch the show?
Of course. That doesn't mean that's like saying like do you even watch, you know, soccer? Like, if I watch it, I can just jump on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not the same at all, yeah, Melanie. Of course it no.
Is. If I was invited to a soccer game.
Just because I watch something doesn't mean I can just do it.
That's fair.
On command, right?
That's fair. I mean, I guess that.
You watch me paint? Can you paint?
I can paint.
Can you paint?
Yeah.
Because now I don't know.
So all painters. All painters are rappers, right?
Yes, that is a fact.
I think a lot of creative people have multiple lanes in which they're creative. They might not be great in all those lanes, but I think there are multiple lanes that they're creative. And the way you twerk and dance.
I was going to say, why can't I do that instead of rapping?
You got rhythm.
Why can't I get up and just...
Your cheeks be spitting bars.
Okay, here. I'm going to move the seat back, and we'll move your mic, and then I'll start the beat again, and you can twerk to the beat.
I'll do that.
Second verse.
I would rather do that than rap.
Cool. Let's go ahead. So I move the seat.
But are you serious?
Ideal situation. Right now.
Let's see which camera we can get it.
It don't even have to be the same beat.
Okay. Okay. What
you
can
still
we
have
do?
To
no, I don't. What? No, he did his job.
This is instrumental.
He
cheeks.
Can give you some ad libs.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you some Fat Man Scoop ad libs. How about that?
I'm trying to think what song. Bum 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 ba da bum ba da bum ba da.
And I'll stick with the Christmas.
add so bit like damn. What's the twerk song? Let me think.
What's the burn? The Fat Man Scoop broke the plan.
I know I'm trying to do that. I couldn't get the beat out back.
Oh, law, guess who's coming? It's like,
put that pussy on me.
Hey,
put that pussy on me.
Hey,
put that pussy on me.
Hey, hey, hey,
put that
Fat Man Scoop. We getting lit. We getting lit. Cheetah Grinch. Cheetah Grinch. Hey, the booty is a gift. Hey, said the booty is a gift. Hey, said the booty is a gift. Hey,
you went from one first to another first. You were the first person that just absolutely refuted against doing anything, and then you were the first person to actually twerk.
That's
You're
actually
just like, I'm not doing it.
That was actually more than rapping.
Yeah.
That was more than rapping.
Yeah, where'd it go?
Can you say front row seats?
Hello! We're going to have her come to all the live shows. That's how we're going to kick off the live show.
Oh, yeah. Fuck all the rapping.
Speaking of twerking, Melanie, you taught an online twerk class, right? You're out here saving lives.
I'm working on it. I'm working on marketing.
Twerking
actually,
on it?
That's kind of what I'm going to do tomorrow during the day is record some stuff in my Airbnb.
Isolation twerk. Isolation twerk.
Isolation queen.
Okay. How do you tell somebody they can't twerk on through Zoom?
You turn that screen off.
Mute.
No more
mute. I wouldn't. That's not good as a coach. You don't want to tell people that they can't. You want to encourage them so that they feel like it's achievable. You know, I can teach anybody.
You could teach anybody how to twerk?
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Let's just do a
How
list.
How did I know you were going to bring him up on this?
No, that's the only time I'm going to bring him up.
Okay.
You think you could?
I don't know if I could be in the same room with him, to be honest.
What's it take for you to be able to teach somebody? What's it take for you to be able to teach somebody how to twerk?
I need to observe where they are first, they are physically. What'd you say?
You mean like just let me see where you're at, twerking right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That must
so
be
like
crazy.
So like when I open, like when I do start holding larger classes, I've had a couple like smaller classes. When I start hosting larger classes, I'm just going to kind of throw people on the spot immediately and have them like, just show me what you can do, I guess. And then I'll either pair you up with somebody that's more advanced or somebody that is on your same level and go from there, figure it out.
Okay.
But twerk partners. There are different levels. Like I will have girls that I used to dance with. I forgot to mention that before. I used to be a stripper like 7 years ago or whatever. That's kind of where it started.
Oh, is that T-Pain?
I'm in love with the stripper.
She rolling. She
rolling.
I'm in love with
you guys just did like five of my songs in like 30 seconds.
What's your name? Boop, boop, boop. I'm T-Pain. I don't know. I can't remember the words. T-Pain had a good run.
I don't even know that was the right
beat. I'm buying you. I knew that part. I just couldn't remember the chorus.
That's a whole different song.
Ooh. Yeah, they're right. I did. Initially thought I was thinking. Yay! T-Pain had a hell of a run.
He just covered
and we
like
need
10
to
of his
give
songs
him his flowers.
It was a medley.
It was a medley.
Yeah. Cat say the way her back be hurting is a whole no for her. Cat, you could do it. You could do it. Twerk a little something. Twerk a little something.
Hey, but it's, you know how like it's really funny when somebody can't really twerk? How you not laugh?
That's where the professionalism has to come in.
Yeah, but
it's not funny to me, really.
It's like right there, though.
Like, it's so weird. Come on, now.
That's what I mean, when you see it online, you might be like, oh.
That's what I was going to say. It's different. When I see it online, I'd be like, oh, God, this looks ridiculous. Mm. But when I see it in person, I just want to help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, okay.
It's
okay.
Right there. Mm. Like, let me help you.
It's maternal instincts. Oh, look at her. Maternal instincts. Let me help.
You need a specific amount of, like, encouragement when you're twerking. It's usually high. Like, okay. Mm. Yes, bitch. But if it's just like... It's just like, oh, okay, yeah, okay.
That's interesting. That's one way to do it.
That's really bad.
That's one way to do it. And A, like, yeah, A okay. never fails. A black person's A will get you to do just about anything.
Yeah.
I feel like if you really want to impress somebody on a first night smash, hire 4 or 5 people to be in that bedroom just screaming A, rooting you on.
That'd be tight.
That's going to be the best smash. Especially you flip to another position, you go hammer style on him, like, oh, okay, get it.
Like a fight.
Yeah, that shit. Oh, he on the ass now.
Oh, my God.
That shit would be
World
fire.
World star.
And then they can pull out the phones, and they can film it from 5 different positions. You put it together, and now you got all the angles.
Oh,
like the river
sleep.
Boat fall. Macaroni!
He slapped her.
What is wrong with you?
Macaroni! Did you say, ooh? You don't like the macaroni sound?
You don't want to do your version?
Oh, it's that
you
part.
It was me doing it? You making the noise?
Juicy cheek having.
Y'all use funny. Lube?
What?
Y'all use a lube?
Do I use lube?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I discovered it like last year.
Just jump right
though.
In, right?
Really? I don't need it.
I don't use it.
Well... Fran and I found this one brand called Fuck Water. Okay.
Oh yes.
Damn.
She's like Jersey.
Damn.
That's
some
UFC?
Jersey shit. That's some Jersey shit.
Damn,
got the longest nail and be like, who said what? Who said what about what about Jersey?
Damn, fucking Johnny Cage.
Oh my goodness.
All right, what are you saying?
I wasn't even thinking.
There's
about
a brand
it.
Called Fuck Water. And they make a lube that's like the creamy lube.
Fuck Water's wild.
Yeah. So, like, you know, there's the clear thing. Lube. That's the regular stuff. But I like the, you know, when I'm watching certain videos, I like my POV, and I like it when it's super creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found a lube that emulates that.
Butter juice would have been better.
No, yes. Butter, because that insinuates that it's going to be yellow.
Maybe Yogurtland.
Right. What?
No,
I don't
tell
like
me you wouldn't use lube called Yogurtland.
Don't name lube.
Call it glaze juice.
I don't like either
what?
Of your
glaze juice, like Krispy Kreme. The...
Ooh, I kind of
is it called
I
glaze
do
juice?
Like that one.
No,
glaze
no.
juice over Yogurtland.
What about
for the win?
Mayo base.
What?
Yeah. Why are you not good at this? See, stick to naming your songs.
What about? Okay, I might have some.
And never my painting.
Milky Waters.
Yes. Yeah.
Milky Seas.
Milky Seas?
Like.
I like Milky Waters better. Sorry, he won that round.
Murky Juice.
Okay, you're done.
No.
You're in timeout, buddy.
Why are all of your suggestions like slightly
look,
gross?
Look, Fran said glazed juice would hit. Glazed juice would hit.
Glazed juice would hit.
Sounds redundant.
Oh, like, yeah, glaze. Like, the glaze is the juice.
Glaze.
Well, the glaze makes it look juicy.
You lost me.
How about
oh, fuck him. Come
how
on,
about pussy glaze?
Just right on the nose like that.
That's moving closer.
I don't think that'd be approved.
I don't know if it would. You have to use dollar signs for the S's. Farron is starting to make, first of all, her new show is coming
lip
out like
sweat.
September.
Do like kitty glaze?
7th, I think.
Kitty glaze.
Just, can we stop?
Lip sweat is pretty good too.
September 7th, I think Farron's new show.
They're all
more.
Just slightly gross.
More
just,
than sex comes out, or more than sex comes out. But she's going to start doing. These sex boxes are like monthly boxes with all of this stuff inside
what's in
of it?
It.
It's like a.
So
a subscription
like,
box.
It's her own subscription box?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So she has a robe. She has like some toys, probably some lubes, and maybe some other things. But she just came home. Like yesterday, she did like the recon for finding the place she's going to get the rolls from, and then get the rolls printed and all that type of stuff. And of course, she comes home with this big ass, like fucking toy. This shit is like. Like from here to here. I'm like, what are you,
damn,
what? Think you're doing that? What are you gonna do with that? She was like, oh, it's for research purposes. No.
What is it? A dildo?
It's something. This shit.
What else
twists,
is that long?
It twists, it vibrates, it heats up, and it pulsates. It
what the fuck are we up? Supposed to do about
so it
that?
Steps away from
do you
want
to post
alive?
The link to yeah. this?
I don't. I'll
we
let
can't
her
do
that.
I'm any asking of those for a things.
Friend. None of it.
Of course.
I mean, our bodies aren't heated, heat. So a
we can't heat up.
Yeah, but I mean.
We're just room temperature.
Yeah, but you're already.
No, yeah. If you work harder, you get hotter.
Your dick gets hotter?
Your whole body gets hotter. That's why you feel hot.
It's room temperature.
And then you sweat.
I don't know. How fast would you have to be pumping where they'd be like, ooh, wait, slow down. It's burning up.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to with fuck juice. I mean, glaze juice? What did I call it? Shit.
Glaze juice was there. Your...
Glaze juice. Yeah, right yeah.
Coochie tears.
I don't hate that one.
Right.
But it's a little depressing.
And it's right. the wrong
a
feeling.
Better one.
Coochie tears?
Coochie tears.
All right.
Slut.
Would you spell it COOCHIE or KEW?
Is there another way?
KEW, yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the Breakfast Club the other day.
KEW? I don't
were
like that word.
With their you don't
like
spelling coochie? Of the word.
It's, I think of the word chew.
It's a pronunciation thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
a little
it's
too
like,
ghetto.
It's like chewy to me. It looks like the word chewy. Yeah.
It's
and then
chewy?
You're like, you don't want to be like, no, I'm just a good pussy. You're going to be eating it like damn Bugs Bunny.
There's so many other places you could have went with that.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
You a wild boy. You a wild boy. What we got on the docket today? What
Man,
we talking about?
Okay, so we already on this.
Pump juice.
I'm gonna let
you good.
Pump juice.
Pum, pum
yes,
juice.
It is.
Okay,
I like that
you
one.
Make anything Jamaican, it's sellable.
The comments are doing better than both of y'all.
Man,
it happens
I thought mine were fire. Let me know in the comments if mine were fire. All right, so I'm gonna give you some options on what we about to cover first.
Okay.
We can go with sperm facial.
Oh my god, we're gonna go right there, aren't we?
We're going with pink sauce.
Oh,
not that.
And we're going with monkey hose.
Hose as in H-O-E-S or
H-O-E-S. Monkey
yes,
hose.
Thank you for the clarification.
Wait, what was the other version?
H-O-S-E.
Like a monkey hose?
Yeah.
Like watering the lawn? No, like monkey...
Oh, so it
monkey
is
pimp,
monkey hose.
Monkey pimps and monkey hose?
Monkey pimps, monkey hose.
I have to go with that one because now I need to know what you're talking about.
Well, there you go. Let's go okay. with it. It's very, very interesting.
Sperm facial is self-explanatory, even though it would be fun
no,
to discuss.
No, it's not. There's some
Damn,
layers.
Can we circle back?
Oh, we got to.
Okay,
all
right.
All right, so recent experiment, which also further proves that I don't know what the hell scientists are doing with money, but scientists recently taught monkeys how to use money, and they immediately ended up buying prostitutes. Want to hear?
Please continue.
Monkeys were given the choice between a number of different foods that they could buy with coins. All food options were initially equally priced, and thus the monkeys would always buy the food that they liked the most. But when the price of their favorite food was increased, they would actually buy some of the cheaper food in order to get the most out of their money. And sometimes the male monkeys would completely ignore the food and instead use their coins to pay the females for sex. The females would then use that money to buy food for themselves. In other words, the first recorded case of animal prostitution.
Let me tell you something. Church ain't gonna like that.
That's
crazy. Because all that proves is evolution.
Yeah.
The church ain't gonna like that one, baby. That's evolution. That just means that we ain't nothing but a opposable thumb and a couple credit cards away from the
monkey. I was literally about to say, well, I guess that proves that that's just nature and...
That's insane. Pussy wasn't even an option.
Yeah, but that means that they've been a lot more intelligent than we've been giving them credit for.
Right.
We've just been like, oh, teaching them things about our world, but they have all of those kinds of things already existing in their microcosm.
In terms of trading?
Yeah, exactly.
Like what?
I mean, they'll take things and
like
give them to
bananas
each other.
And stuff?
Exactly, yeah.
It's just weird that
you know, sex would be included in that.
Well, that's the weirdest part is that they didn't adapt their system. They adapted the entire concept of money.
Yeah. Okay.
So they were just like, here's coins, here's food. Let's figure out what they do with that. They were raising the price, finding out like, oh, they're bargain shopping. They're getting the cheaper stuff. And then at some point, the monkeys were like, hey, if we could trade this for food, I've ate pussy before. That's food. Here, female monkey.
And then female monkey being like, I want food. That's money. I can get food.
And then they take that to way. The exactly. thing. They're not just like trading like, oh, I want kids. Here's, you know, that. Yeah. They're just like, all right, I'll give it up, get the pregs. And now I got more food because I have more monkey money. That's insane.
Monkey money. So not only does it
sugar
say,
daddies.
It says something also about like, God, can I just say any words? I'm like trying to not. Okay, so prostitution. It also says that like prostitution is what one of the oldest professions. Yeah. It kind of proves it that it's just even people that not people. You know,
animals.
The cavemen are doing it probably.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying? Like it just shows that two things
work
will
in the
always
caves.
Come around is that men will always have that primal need and
that's more than food.
People will figure out how to sell it. Like imagine, that's the oldest profession.
I need this
profession.
More than bananas.
A caveman coming to your
and
cave,
and we all tear
like,
each other apart about it.
I'll start your fire for a little piece of that ass, though.
A started fire? That's the hilarious. That's the money.
And it went out and gathered all the kindle.
Let me get a start fire for two women. That's ridiculous.
Coochie currency. Good job, MTM.
Immediately, though. Immediately, like, here's some food, and they're like, that's cool, but I would rather the touch of a monkey woman.
Yes, I almost said monkey.
I
almost said munchie.
If y'all
no, could be munchies.
To be trapped on a deserted island where food was not an issue.
Like, it was just growing everywhere?
You were able to, like, let's say, capture chickens and they had fruit and you know maybe I don't know something
you
that you
had to
boil.
Like pluck the feathers and cook them.
You got
to
do that
if you want to eat meat.
If you
I'm a vegetarian at that point.
But you have the choice of picking either a companion of the opposite sex or music, like an iPod, like somehow there was electricity to this island, or somebody left a solar panel where you were able to charge your iPod. Which one would you pick?
How long we staying? How long we trapped?
Trap for 3 months.
You don't know.
Oh. Real quick, what's the bathing situation?
The water.
Water.
The water, the ocean.
The ocean?
Jump in the ocean,
yeah.
Hop out.
Okay. What's the damn.
He's just trying what's to narrow it down.
Is there like a washed up like box of condoms?
Nah, you just gotta be quick on the draw, my boy.
I might have to just lean into survival and go with music. Because if I choose the other, I'm leaving with some children. I'm leaving with, what is it, a third of a child? Because it's happening the first night.
The
because
first
three
night?
Months.
The three first months. Night?
But yeah, she's getting pregnant the first night.
Damn.
And then maybe the first week. But because 3 months?
3 months.
Of just fruits and coochie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And if she's only eating fruits, it's going to... gonna taste better.
I was in my mind I'm like, oh, it'll taste amazing.
Children. But no, I would have to pick music then.
Yeah,
I'm gonna music. Have to have a good okay. time and be focused.
What about you, Mel?
Same answer.
Really?
I was just vibing with what he was saying.
Y'all
the
crazy.
Whole
okay.
time
I can make my own music.
Yeah.
You would be like,
if I
all right, come on, let's smash.
Hey, listen.
I would need the companionship just alone. I wouldn't.
Oh, wait. Music is instead of a
yeah,
woman, period?
Yes.
Woman, period.
So you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can still do that.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably less temptation, actually.
I mean, there's also anal, if that's your thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that on the, I mean.
Yes, that's on the
I'm
table.
I'm shocked when it comes out of your mouth.
You also can pull out.
What? Really?
Adjust to it. No, it'll just be random things, and I'll be like, "Oh God."
Well, I mean, we're talking about the
because
you know I'm trying to think
three,
like
3 months.
I'm trying to think of like things that I probably shouldn't say on here, and then you'll
Why?
Just say some stuff, and I'm like,
"Nah,
oh, God,
it's not."
I guess
there's
something.
No rules to this.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, this is a hypothetical
well, no, there's
situation.
Still rules to right. life in the internet.
Yeah,
so if you don't
okay.
want to say
this
nothing,
is a hypothetical situation in which you have to make a decision of what is going to be the best route for you to take of survival and maintaining your sanity.
Having someone else there, I feel like that's the best way to do it.
Mm. Honestly, I don't know. 3 months, I feel like I could go either way.
Wait, 3 months without?
It's 3 months with either without music or 3 months without.
Longer than that for some people. So
say it one more time. Say it one more time.
You get to, you're on a island.
Yes.
Where food is not an issue.
Yes.
You have ample food and water.
Yeah. I gathered all that. I'm looking for the ultimatum.
But you have to make a decision. Either you have like an iPod with a music speaker or something, mm-hmm. or you have a person of the opposite sex. One or the other. But you can't have both.
For 3 months.
That's
iPod.
A long time. iPod? You think I'll go with iPod?
Yeah. No, in shape, mm-hmm. I would be.
I'm like, you know, like I'd go like celibate for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. So at that
what's
3 months
would.
Recently, it was like 7 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's usually people be like, I've been celibate for 4 days.
No. No. No, I went over half a year. God, I keep bumping this. I went over half a year, and yeah, it was amazing.
That's
Tiffany said, an island is way too sexy of an environment to be alone for 3 months.
Too sexy.
I also think like survival. You break your ankle and you're alone.
Alone, you can get great masturbation in that 3 months.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely get the masturbation in.
Nuts on bananas and shit.
Wait, pause. Do you scream when you masturbate?
No, I was being you in that. It was even
when
more sus
alone
than
on
you
the
thought.
Island,
I don't.
That would be cool if there was no one within a ship's yell.
Well, somebody said the companion might not be into you. It's definitely somebody that would be into you. That would be wild.
One other person on the island and they ain't fucking with you?
Man.
I'm all the dick.
What if they just not even like feeling you like that? But all right, so that's the scenario. That's the next scenario. The person's not feeling you like that, and the music that you have is not your go-to music.
It's me.
Like it's classical or acid rock.
Whoa. Hang on. That changes everything.
It does change everything.
No, I'm still going to choose the music because I love so many different categories.
You still would choose the music?
I love all of it.
And also,
still music.
When I be like watching, the only reason I've only seen it a couple times, Naked and Afraid,
mm-hmm.
I would just rather them have clothes because it like the only thing I could think of is how stinky they must be. And I feel like if it's on that level, like we're surviving, eating pigs and stuff like that, I'm not going to want no pussy for sure. There's just no way. There's absolutely no way.
It wouldn't be on the forefront.
I mean, I feel like the clothes would stink too, because all that sweat is dripping into those clothes, and like typically you smell the stink underneath the person's arm, right, or in that certain region. But if that sweat is dripping all over those clothes, then now they smell even worse.
Yeah,
that's true. But I mean, I think that either way, we gonna have to have some bath situation because I don't even know if I can hang out with.
You washing up in that salt water, man.
Freshwater spring in the island that you can bathe in.
What happens if you bathe in the ocean? Is that like, does that clean you? Or do you just, you know how like every time you get out the ocean, you have salt on you?
Yeah, you're just rinsing off.
Eventually, it's not good for your skin. Well, if you're rinsing off with salt water, it's not good because the salt is still there and that could very much.
But you can build a fire and heat
that island for some aloe plants.
Couldn't you? And then it would be okay.
Well, let's put
if
this island in, like, the Mediterranean
if
or something.
You have,
so
if you
really
have
good for
something
you.
To do that with,
right.
Yes. But that takes a long time.
This island's in the Dead Sea, so it's, like, really good
for you. I was
onto
something. I was afraid I was just bullshitting and inventing something. Okay. All right. I was onto something there.
That's
okay.
Desalinization.
Got some type of nature sense for my time in Vermont.
All right. Well, speaking of my time in Vermont.
Oh, God.
Sperm facial. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
Like
what does that have?
I wasn't implying anything. I'm just kidding. I heard Vermont is wild.
Who the fuck said Vermont is wild?
I mean, I came from there, so.
I don't know.
From Vermont?
Yes. Do you not know this?
Jersey? No.
Oh my God. I've been in Jersey for like the last 12 years, but I grew up in Vermont. Why
did
do you think I went to Vermont to drop my child off?
I thought your parents moved
here.
There.
Oh.
After the fact, like this
no.
is where we're gonna retire.
No,
and boring as Vermont because ain't shit popping
right.
here.
Let's do the breakdown.
Is
I'm
Vermont
adopted.
Boring?
Okay.
Oh yes, terrible, awful. So I am adopted.
Uh huh.
And I grew up in northern Vermont. Mm-hmm. I was raised by a Caucasian family in northern Vermont. Yes. For the first 18 years of my life. And then I met my birth mother somewhere around probably like 7, 8. We were like writing letters as soon as I was able to do that. Then we were emailing. And then I ended up moving to New Jersey after I graduated.
Okay.
And then that's where I've been. So, no, I'm actually from
Vermontian.
Shit. Did not know that. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you still keep in contact with the birth mother?
My birth mother.
Yeah.
Oh, she's one of my best friends. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Really.
She's
nice. Still
now. Like, you know, I didn't know her for like I said, like around 7-ish, I started writing letters to her. Then it graduated to emails, and then when I moved to New Jersey, that's why I moved to Jersey because that's where she was from.
Oh, I don't know how it would feel after meeting the birth parent? Like, I can't imagine the flood and rush of emotions and questions that you must have had. You guys are cool now, you say, but like, did it take a while to get over that uncomfortableness?
Whew.
Ooh.
Whew.
Ooh. You need a refresher? Do I need to refill the cup? It's okay. No pressure.
You want to get into the crazy questions?
I mean, we here.
I almost called them hard-hitting questions, man.
I mean, either one.
I was right there, and I held it back. All right. So we didn't necessarily get along great when we first met, when I first moved in with her, because mm-hmm. I was 18,
mm-hmm.
and I had been raised by, you know, a different set of parents. We were great, you know, but I had been raised by a different set of parents. So when she had to assert her authority, I think I kind of rebelled against it, because it was kind of like, bro, I'm 18. Like,
and also, you ain't my mom, but you is, but you ain't.
Right, exactly. Exactly, but...
That's a wild situation.
Exactly like that. But like it worked itself out. Itself out over time. I grew up. We grew together. It worked itself out beautifully.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good little ending too.
Yeah. Nice little button at the end. Little button.
Yeah. Now we're like this. Now she's like, if anything happens, you better call me and we'll talk it out. So
your black mom sounds white.
No, I sound white.
I did not know. I know how I missed that you were raised by white parents.
Yeah.
What be in Vermont, though?
Yeah.
What's in Vermont? Like, what's it
cheese?
Like?
Cheese?
Fentanyl. It's tearing it up.
Damn.
When you live in a really,
when you live in a really
small area and there's nothing to do and no new people and no places to go and no great job opportunities, that's what happens. A drug will swallow your community up.
Yeah.
So when I watch things like that show on Netflix called, what is it? It's Painkillers, I think.
Yeah.
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I lived that. Like, I really lived that. I had an ex who got hurt in a ski accident who got hooked on that, and that's just what it was. Yeah,
it's a pain medication.
It was eating up the area. Yeah. No, I don't know if it was fentanyl. I don't believe it was. It was the Oxycontin.
Yeah.
But right that's before
derivative
they put
of the
out
same
the,
thing. Yes. Fentanyl is as well a painkiller.
I hear about that a lot.
You can get. You know what's crazy? Like, I've been to Joshua Tree and 20 Palms and all of that shit a number of times. It wasn't until the last couple of times where I like actually went and did like some local shit, hung out in a bar. And just talking to people and got offered the wildest shit. And I'm like, oh, this really is that small town shit. Yeah. Like, ain't nothing offered? To do.
Small town shit is crazy.
Finney, I got offered the Special K. I got offered the Snow and Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like spilling all my stories out on live. But it's
well, that's what
that's
we do.
That's what I'm here
that's
for.
That's what we do.
So I grew up watching, you know, my classmates grind up whatever pills and flatten out a beer box and doing lines off the boxes. Like, I grew up watching.
Lines of pills?
I went to school with all, sorry everybody for saying this, but I went to school with mostly white kids and that's what they do.
That's a whole different world for
and
me.
And it was a relatively, and most of them that had the issues, like their families had not money, but they had a little bit of money. It was just like, that's just what it was.
The crazy part about that, the connection to money, is that I think we were talking about it on Squadcast one time. I was like, would you rather have like $1 million or 5 million followers or something like that? And everybody went with $1 million. And I was like, I'd rather have the 5 million followers.
Yeah. No, we vibed off that.
Yeah, so I was
remember
like,
that. I agree with you.
If I got 5 million followers, I can put out T-shirts and
exactly.
I can get way more money than $1 million.
Give me the 5 million followers. I'll
and
make
for
so
me,
much more.
I feel like that would give me the inspiration to keep working. Like, I talked to Farron and the kid about this and a couple other friends, but like, I really feel like the beauty is in the journey. Once you get to the destination, whatever that dollar amount is, whatever the accolade, whatever that level of success is for you, I feel like money becomes almost intangible because you have so much of it. That's when you start dabbling in the shit that could like kill you because you have no concept of it. It has no...
You
know, it has. It doesn't
give
have the
you
same
that
value.
Rush that
yeah. So now you're looking for more things to find a rush, and each time you're trying to go higher and higher and bigger, and that's when you start doing shit like that. And so
that's
when
crazy.
You said that they came from money, it's like, all right, I got a car already. I got an ATV. We vacation in the Hamptons or wherever the fuck.
Exactly.
What else can I do to get that rush? And that's when you start with the drugs. And that has always been like a thought of mine, but I've never really vocalized it. But like, of course, I wish I was bigger and more advanced in my career, more established in my career. But I also enjoy the process. I enjoy coming here every week, linking with my bro, talking about whatever the fuck, grinding, getting these ads out, meeting new guests, all that type of stuff. Like, because this is the shit when I do make it that I'm going to reflect on and we'll be able to vacation together. Like, remember that one episode when we were talking about this or the squad casting? Like, when I get to a certain level and a certain, like, level of maturity and the money is there and we can just vacation together, it will feel so much more earned and worthy and just, I don't know, satisfying for me. But, like, if the money came fast, like, don't get me wrong, I would love to win the lottery. You know, win $50 million, that shit would be great. But I honestly think that I would give a good chunk of it away because I want to set my mom up. My mom has never had her own house ever, like ever. And one of the things she always wanted was a piano. Like, I would set her up with that and lessons so she could actually play the piano. Dope. I would take care of my old pastor and make sure he's good and the church is paid for really? And they don't have to take a church fund up anymore. I would do so much of that shit because, like, as much as I love the money and I look at it as a tool of freedom, I wouldn't want it to be everything that ruled my life.
Well, and you've had to value things in your struggle more than you valued money because that's what you have to do when you don't have it.
Yeah.
And I think, to your point, the people who you were talking about who were into the drugs, the kids in that, their parents had money, so they grew up with money. So it's always been around them. Like, we have money. What else can I get into or what else can I make mine? Mm-hmm. And that's why they dabble into that thing is because the money is no longer needed.
Yeah,
it's funny because being in survival survival mode is also a rush in a way. So it's almost like,
oh yeah,
that's why, you know, there's a lot of people who are kind of like they're already set. They're not even worried about the money part of things. So they're just like, all right, well, cocaine, you know, fentanyl. But then
they always work and they work forever and that's how they end up dying.
And they just don't have that sense of like what happens if this don't work out. They don't have that sense, so they're kind of just their rush is almost on the chasing death side as opposed to a lot of people who they're just trying to make it work, period. And that's enough rush. They're not like, I'm not going to do this and heroin. You know? Like, this, you know, but I obviously it touches both sides, but I think that there is something to say for like people who grew up rich. Kind of just like getting into the harder drugs early too, because I feel like a lot of like rich kids that I knew growing up, they were like doing wild shit in middle school that I didn't even hear about at the time. You know,
it's a different life, bro. Like, rich problems be a different life, and I don't envy that shit at all. Like, I feel like the struggle or the journey is kind of what helps mold you into the person that you are. You either become more of a worker or more of a slacker. It really tests your character, but I'm always for working because I feel like nothing great ever comes from a level of comfortability. Like, even diamonds have to have that pressure applied to see their brilliance and their shine. So I feel like without that pressure, without that, you know, that appropriate survival mode, then you don't know what you're capable of, what great things that you could produce unless you've had your back against the wall. I did an audition today. I knew about yesterday. And yesterday I was like, I don't feel like doing this shit. And I went to the gym this morning. I got home, took a nice shit, took a shower, everything before I did the audition. Audition was due at 11:30. It's part of it. You're going to hear about my
necessary.
Shit. It's necessary.
Overshare.
Because that shit also, it was extended because I'm on my phone now. That could have been a 10 minute, but it was about 25 on that phone, right? But
I used to date somebody who said he refused to text while he was taking a shit.
That's crazy as fuck.
That's a great time.
I'm doing my best thinking there.
What else
but
are you doing?
I started recording that shit at 11:05. I finished at 11:17. I edited and got it uploaded before 11:30. But I felt like I really cranked it out and put my best foot forward. And because I knew time was an issue, I really like nailed it. I put my all in it. Instead of taking 3 or 4 takes, I did it in 2. I did each scene in 2, and I felt good about it. And I'm not saying I do that every time because I've been doing really, really well about like putting a lot of effort and thought and intention into these auditions. But sometimes, like, I do work better when my back against the wall. I will say that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've been like that since I was a little kid.
I need to break out of the habit, but yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's like, almost due, now I'll start.
Yeah.
Test us some more, let me study. Page 1.
I saw this really, really good 50 Cent interview, and he said this quote that was basically like, all the shit that you go through before you make it, I guess, whatever that is in your mind, is just training for all the shit that happens when you do make it. It's almost like a test of character. Because I think that we all think that, like, man, I'm just going to work, and then I'm going to make it, and then it's going to be smooth sailing. But it's like, it's almost like that's when the real problems start, and you just kind of have to see if you're cut out for that to begin with. And that kind of made so much sense because, you know, sometimes you'll try to, like, help out people and kind of, like, push people along, and it just falls flat every single time. And it's just like when it's explained like that, and you're just like, oh, this is a testing period for who can maneuver when you actually do make it. It's like the NBA. Like, people wake up early every single day, train to make it to the NBA, thinking that, like, okay, now it's smooth sailing. But now you're around people who are in the NBA, and they're like, now you got to be better than all of us. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like the problems keep getting worse.
Different levels, different devils.
And if you can't handle it at that first part, you can't really handle it afterwards.
Because you have to be in a place where, especially if you're, like, you're going into business or any type of management or entrepreneurship, where you're able to spot people's strengths and weaknesses. And also spot the people that, like, want you to win or want to hop on board and move that process forward. And the people that are just there along for the ride. Because once you're able to weed that out and you guys get to that next level, there are going to be new people that want to come around. You're going to have to be able to spot that same characteristics of those same characteristic flaws in those new people. Because I can't imagine what it's like to be a rapper and get on and get all this money. Or a sports player. And get on and get all this money. You have all of these women, all these friends, all of these agents and lawyers all around. Instagram people sliding in DMs and being like, hey, what's up? He's like, damn, are you fucking with me because I just popped on your radar and you really feeling me? Or are you fucking with me because I popped on your radar, you know I got money?
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I'm talking about my experience with losing my first Instagram. When I lost my first Instagram, I had like 80,000 followers. Everybody was so, oh my God, she's got all this. What is she doing right now? Lost it. It took me a while to get back up, and everybody was so quiet when it was growing back. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, it's that serious. It's really that serious. Now that it's back over 70, it's like, yep, again.
Yeah,
like, again.
They popping.
Again.
They slide up in there real quick.
It's so weird. It's like that on so many different levels. It's so weird, but it is relevant. Yep.
That's like groupthink. It's like, if hot, then hot. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, it's like, if, it's like, that's why everybody's always like, check out this new artist you've never heard of with a smash hit in the streets. It's like, those two things don't even make sense, but if you know, if people say like, oh, everybody else likes this, for sure, you know, I'm gonna jump on. And I think that's why when you're saying like being a rapper and or just like an actor, people with entourages, and then that one singular person had to do all of this bullshit to get there, but then everybody else around him are seeing just nothing but the benefits.
Yes.
But they don't know kind of like what it took to get there. Those are the people that be fucking everything up because they don't really know the
actual pressure,
the shit that's happening, not at the parties, you know. And there's no, it makes sense why, like, the person who went solo in most groups, they always have like backstories that's like, yeah, everybody was at the parties, but I was like writing, you know. Everybody was at the party, I was in the studio. And it's like the same story over and over, because there's some people who like understand it and some people who just see the highlight reel.
Somebody said social media is currency now. It's so accurate.
It
I hate when people try to play it down, like, oh, it's just Instagram or, oh, an influencer. Like, do you not understand what that means today?
Y'all are on it all day.
Really, like, they have a whole episode on Netflix of Black Mirrors, like, explaining how they turn basically social media into currency and, like, literal self-value, like, in society. So it's not a thing like we're escaping. It's there to stay.
Was that the one where it was like on their arms and she was like watching her followers and stuff going down, and people were like, vote her?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's a weird.
There's a white girl with blonde hair, right?
I think she's blonde. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was at a work job. I mean, a job. And I said work job. She was at a job. Yeah, it definitely is. It's weird too, because even when you want to back away, entertainment is one of those weird things. We don't see somebody for a while, like on social media, like you assume that they died or something happened to them, and they pop back up. You're like, oh shit, I thought they died. But it's that important to our lives, and it's that ingrained in our society. And it's a pro and a con.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Jim Carrey doesn't do a whole lot of social media, but he's still relevant. But he came up in a time before social media, so like for people trying to do it now, like do it the purest ways, you may never get on. Unless somebody with a huge following, not just on social media, but like just highly respected, like vouches for you. But even then, like, if people don't feel like they know you, it's kind of hard for them to feel invested in you.
Right.
So
it's almost like the new radio. It seems like everybody is on their phones the same way that people just listen to the radio all day. So mm-hmm. like it was like music or like the baseball games. Like if you weren't on the radio, it's almost like you didn't exist, because that's where everybody, it was almost like the one medium that everybody was on. And now that's Instagram and stuff like that. Well, if you're not on the timeline,
radio to TV.
Right. It went a bunch of places. Never yeah, but it, it's almost out. Like the radio is almost like that live, it was like a live stream that was always feeding your house from different channels. And that's kind of like social media in a lot of ways. And it's almost like people who disappear off of the timeline disappear, period. That's why like people pay to be on like Shade Room and mm-hmm. Baller Alert, because you're not on that. A lot of people, there are people who don't really put out music like that, that are, or product like that, that are just like circulating with viral clips mm-hmm. on these blogs. And they're more relevant than people who put stuff
Nigga
out.
Plies, I feel like, is more popular than on he's Instagram ever been. Than from his music. He got 10.2 million
everywhere
followers.
On my timeline. Every
10.2 million followers?
Wait, can I just say this on air real quick? You know that meme with Plies where he's like, oh, God, I'm doing it again.
It seemed like it was going to be juicy. Again. I just want to make sure it was.
Oh, okay. You know the meme where you see Plies and he's, like, doing the thing with the money behind, like, the stripper butts?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
me. Like, I'm in that. I'm in that meme.
What? Yeah. She said, speaking of Plies.
Speaking of memes.
I had to throw that out.
I got a booty. It was, like, a booty chick appearance.
I don't know how to explain what it is. No, we're in a
Can we see your heart on the picture?
I think so. You should be able to.
Okay. Heart.
You should be able to. Yeah, I have a heart on my butt. I got a little heart. Tiny heart. Yeah, a little tiny red heart on one of my cheeks. Yeah.
So you, did you say yes or no? I was thinking something else. I mean, you said yes. You could see the heart. Booty appearance. I wonder if facial recognition would pick you out just from the cheeks.
Oh, that's kind of scary. It's kind of scary.
I feel like you could say the same thing that we were talking about Blueface and Krishan. Oh,
please, God, don't make me talk about them.
But
I mean,
I'm just saying,
God.
Like, first of all, I'm a Blueface fan. I think his music, and he's hilarious. I like his music. Krishan is cool. Cool
being,
little. They got
serious?
A nice little like.
This is not sarcasm.
They have like a nice little Batman and Robin thing going right now.
I just have to pause. Is this? Honesty, like you really believe this. This
what?
Is not sarcasm.
What?
You like Blueface and Krishan.
In entertainment wise, absolutely. I think they're very entertaining. They can be annoying at times. You'd be like, ah, them again. But you gotta respect the back and forth.
You gotta respect
there's some toxicity, absolutely. But I think that's why everybody
I get
watches.
So tired of it.
It's like, okay, I don't think it's fair because Jersey Shore, Bad Girls Club, Kim Kardashian, the Kardashians. They all had the same appeal, but it wasn't a face. It was a group.
But
Bad Girls Club, the Kardashians.
You can't compare. I mean,
I'm
yeah,
just
Bad
saying
Girls
it
was,
was
trash.
This is all that drama and years of reality shows. Like, I remember when Bad Girls Club was fairly new. I was forced to watch it once.
I was forced to watch it once,
and it's like, I feel like most dudes have dealt with this. You'd be with a girl who likes reality, and you'd be like, God, you watching this again? And then five episodes later, you're still there, like, oh, shit. It's because they mastered hooking you. The mm-hmm. every single they'll yeah. be like at the end they'll be
they
like
do that on purpose.
Next
they make
episode.
You have to watch the next episode.
I don't
No, they'll
watch
be like next episode
TV
and they'll show niggas scrapping.
But
you'll
I
be
got
like, ooh.
Recently.
Yeah. Then you watch the next episode, no fight. And they're like next episode and you see some niggas scrapping and be like, "All right, I'll stick around for one more."
Right.
And that fight don't happen
they
until
do that
the
on
season
purpose.
Finale. They really like string you along. So, I think that evolved television over so many years. People were just narrowed in on violence. So now it's just the same thing, but with two people, so you can hate them more than a club.
I don't watch none of that goofy shit.
I don't watch reality TV either.
No disrespect.
I watch the clips.
To
yeah,
the people there.
No,
I just don't watch none of that goofy shit. Niggas getting paid to
Blue
just
face, baby.
Just do ridiculous shit, bro. Like I just don't see the investment
Please.
In it. My thing with Krishan and Blueface,
reflex.
The toxic shit that I didn't like was just like the violence that they were displaying to each other, because you have a lot of young kids watching you, and they will think from their household and now this show that's how people show love to each other.
Normalizing.
That's what I didn't like
about it. Beating
the
shit out of each other. Yeah.
And then her smoking while she's pregnant. Like, y'all know I fucking hate kids. Like, that ain't my shit at all. I'm V'd up, vasectomy gang. You know what the fuck it is. Snip, zip, empty the clip. We out here. bang, bang, you ain't even got a duck, all blanks, baby. However, if you gonna have a kid, raise the motherfuckers right, do right about them. Put that kid first.
Weirdly,
because
wholesome
the kid did not
message
ask
at the
to
end
be
of
here.
Right.
If you're going to be doing some wild shit like that, if you're not ready, if you're not ready to
like
stop smoking
drop.
And stop drop drinking, then don't have no kid. Like, that's my shit with it. Like, I don't like that type of shit. Like, do right by that kid. Because you had the option to not have the kid. You had the option to wear a condom. You had the option to get on birth control. You chose not to do that. That kid didn't ask to be here. So if you're going to have a kid, do right by the kid. Do the best that you can to ensure that kid is going to come out healthy. When you're smoking and drinking on camera while you're pregnant, nah, I can't fuck with that at all.
Yeah,
I can't fuck with that.
Less than questionable things.
Not even on camera. I have a daughter. I just don't do it in general. Not on camera. I just don't do it in general.
Good advice.
Sister Wives got me in a chokehold. I ain't watched that yet, Cat James. I might watch it for research prop... research purposes, but I ain't watched that one yet. But I've heard some things about it. I'll just say that. We'll go with that. We didn't finish the sperm thing.
I was about
though.
To say, let's get into these sperm facials. Never knew I was going to say that.
Where's the restroom on that note?
Go out, make a right, and then he left. It's going to be on right-hand
go
side.
Out, make a right, and then a left.
Yep.
All right. Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Just revealed she tried a salmon sperm facial.
Oh, I saw this.
To maintain her youthful looks. So it's not what you thought.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston is currently making headlines again for her latest interview for the WSJ magazine cover story. Aniston, who's 54, had no idea, opened up about how she'll basically try any remedy to try and maintain her youthful looks. During the interview, the actress revealed that she once tried an interesting facial. She explained to the news outlet that salmon sperm was suggested to her by an esthetician.
Esthetician, yep.
Mm-hmm. Esthetician. That spelling is a nightmare. First of all, I said, are you serious? How do you get salmon sperm?
Pat knows how to do that.
I have an episode of Black to Nature where I figured that out. I did have a salmon bust a nut on me, but you guys will see that later.
Bust down, Tatiana!
Jesus Christ. Aniston recalled asking while admitting that she did try the treatment. Aniston revealed that she will try almost anything, and she thinks it's the future. So it says that belief in the skincare community is that salmon sperm contains DNA and other compounds that might have beneficial effects on the skin, such as promoting collagen production and improving overall complexion. But it's also salmon semen. So this is why I think that some older rich people are really doing all that weird stuff that people say to maintain youth. People be saying they be eating like stem cells and all that kind of stuff and blood.
Yeah.
If you're rubbing salmon semen into your skin. What?
That's what I asked him at the door. Because I opened the door and I said, did he say salmon semen?
It's
I
fish,
said I came back.
Fish cum. Fish cum has some good beneficiary effects. And people like Jennifer Aniston are going like this with it.
Do we still care what she's doing? I didn't know we
because
cared.
Because of the Jamie Foxx thing?
Yeah.
But I mean, if she's the salmon semen on the skin, yes, I care about that.
Say it again.
Salmon semen on the skin. Yeah. Salmon semen on the skin.
Yep.
I feel like if I do it one more time, I'm going to summon something.
Please don't summon whatever comes with that.
Just drop a bucket load over your head.
I'm not.
Would it be the first time we summon ghost semen on the show without another first?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. But as I said before, there is some videos coming out of a very large salmon spraying his semen on me.
You guys are going to enjoy it. It's just really good
say
video.
Say that one more time.
It's really good
I did
video.
A nature show, and there is a part where a giant salmon
comes all over him.
Unloads the clip. And it happens a couple times. I don't notice the first. My guide confirms what's happening. And, stay tuned.
It's going to be great. What's the last topic before we get up out of here? Maybe we got a little time.
I was gonna say I'm probably not gonna tune into that, but now I'm just so intrigued. I'm like, I feel like I have to.
You gotta watch.
Like, I have to now.
Pat's reaction is the best part. So
also, he's seen it already. Okay. Great.
All right, Pink Sauce.
This is a sad story.
It's a crazy story. So the creator of the viral Pink Sauce, she just came out and said that she's broke following a brand deal with Dave's Gourmet. She says, "I have been silenced and financially sabotaged."
Yeah,
if you guys don't know who the Pink Sauce girl is, her name's Veronica Shaw, and she's the creator of the TikTok viral Pink Sauce. It went crazy. It had a little controversy, but then it had like a great turnaround story. It got signed to like something like Walmart or something, and it started going crazy. It says that the company took her sauce to legit status in Walmart, and stores nationwide haven't paid her yet. So it says last week, in a GoFundMe campaign with a goal of $100,000, Shaw, who also goes by Chef Pie, she revealed that she's facing financial difficulties because the company that supported her sauce's legitimacy hasn't fulfilled their agreement. She said, "As a young entrepreneur with big dreams, I followed my intuition and went forward with my dreams to create something new. I made a few mistakes on the way, but this led me to trust a company that is trying to take everything from me. They lied to me, they are not paying me, and are not being transparent about records." Without explicitly naming the company, which is presumably Dave's Gourmet, she alleged, she alleged that they had not reimbursed her for the marketing costs she paid out of pocket. And she's basically saying, you know, she's a single mom, she does everything for her kids, and she has been silenced and financially sabotaged. I really don't like this story because I feel like this is... It's like everybody's, if you start something, that's your dream to kind of like go viral online, then have a huge company pick you up like Walmart or like Shark Tank or something like that. And it's just really scary that there's so many, there's just a huge Hollywood graveyard of behind the scenes people who just got shafted in some weird way. And it's really scary because she actually overcame a lot. She went viral, then went like anti-viral again because like I guess some of her stuff wasn't shipped right.
And then she got signed,
And then she got like had a comeback story.
No, it wasn't approved by
And it was like making people, but it was making people sick.
Some of it was like showing I'm spoiled. I think
Right. So to come back from that is A, very, very difficult. B,
but that's
it's a black woman, so everybody's like
rooting
for her.
It just seems like, I'm going to sound like an a-hole, but I'm so skeptical of the situation because it's like, it seems like it's really common that she didn't think things all the way through, like over and over and over again.
Like
it just
every step of the way.
She needed somebody being like, "Hey, did you sign a contract?
Right.
You have,
like, come on, it's 2023. You should know by now that people are going to try to get you into horrible contracts. Like, so
you don't be thinking Walmart. You'd be thinking like Interscope.
No, I'd be thinking.
I don't trust anybody. I would think everybody. So especially big ass companies like Walmart.
Right.
So I'm just.
Well,
I don't want to not support a sister, but like, I'm just so skeptical because I don't want to say like, oh, this is just one point of view because every woman hates to hear that. You
but
know
is
what
it
I'm
a
saying?
Bad
I hate
deal,
to hear that.
Or do you think it's a? Just like I think a bad deal is different than them scamming her.
She got
not
taken advantage of, is what it sounds like.
I want to hear their. I want to hear the company's side. I want to hear the company's side.
It's still on their site right now. You can go on davesgourmet.com, and the Pink Sauce is there, selling for $9.99 a bottle. So regardless of Walmart is selling it or not, I feel like they should have brokered the deal,
of course,
the check should be coming from them. And I feel like who the problem may be with, because it's still on their site right now.
I mean, knowing the business, it could be from all angles, you know.
Yeah.
But
and I don't know if this is true, but in the chat, someone says that she got paid $120,000 probably up front.
Right.
But she spent it.
So see, that's why I'm saying I'm skeptical. Like that's her point of view, and I want to hear the company or the company lawyer's point of view as well. Just because, you know, she has so many other errors along the way, it kind of throws some doubt into her story. She can't just get on. Sorry, I mean, just get online and be like, "This is what's happening." It's like, girl, we've seen you make a couple other mistakes, so I'm not discrediting what she's saying.
I know.
She could have signed a bad contract and not read it all the way.
Yeah. Right.
And she's just giving
not comprehended
it.
Exactly.
It's
she
on Walmart still too. It's on Walmart.com. You can get that Pink Sauce.
Well, and that's the thing, especially with large companies like this. Should she sue? They could delay that for years, and that would just stay.
For
litigation
years.
For years, because they have the money to do
been
that.
Been there.
Bro,
Even smaller companies that don't have that much money can delay 3 years.
I tried to do that with Ford because the Mach-E had so many problems. But the thing that really took it over the edge is when the accelerator stopped working on the highway. I'm on the highway doing like 75, and it just, the screen started flickering. I pressed the accelerator, nothing. There was no motion from it. So luckily, at the speed I was going, I was able to get over to the side of the highway, and I talked to a lawyer, and it was like, we can take this case on, but the likelihood of us winning is slim to none. And I was like, I don't want to take this to court for anything less than 7 figures. Even if it's like $500,000, the amount of time and the money that I'm going to have to sink into that, it might not even balance out. So unless it's 7 figures or better, I don't want to take this to court. Cut me a check. I'll be quiet, and we'll just go from there. So, because their lawyers can, they can keep, it's basically what the studios are doing to actors right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can wait you out.
Motherfuckers, dude said, we'll wait until they start losing their houses.
Damn, who said that?
Was like it
Bob Iger?
Iger? Yeah.
Damn.
He said that early on, though. Mm-hmm. He said that shit early on. Early on.
Because he's chilling. This is probably the biggest break they had in a minute. They probably golfed.
I think he makes like $78,000 a day.
What the strike is supposed to do is eventually the board of directors will look at them and be like, we're spending money on you and you're not doing anything. So that's what the actors are waiting for, is the board to look at the CEOs like, you've got to do something. We're paying you X amount of dollars.
But isn't what the CEOs, aren't they doing what benefits the board too?
In some ways? It depends. Eventually the cost-benefit ratio balances out, and they end up losing money because they're no longer producing new content, but they're still paying their CEOs 6-7 figures.
Interesting.
What we were just talking about, that reality TV, a lot of companies, a lot of networks and channels are going to do that. They're going to put reality TV out.
That's what happened in 2008.
Yeah. While they are on this writer strike and this actor strike, they're going to just put out reality TV.
What's the loophole there?
You don't need to write anything.
You don't have a lot of writers with that.
No actors really either.
And you just get real people who aren't SAG. And there you go.
That's what happened during the last writer's strike.
So the last writer's strike in 2008, when the housing market crashed and everything went to
Is that when Flavor of Love happened?
Exactly.
No way! That birthed Flavor of Love?
A ton of reality shows came out of that era.
Now it's all the love shows, like Love Island.
That's the format. The Flavor of Love format. He's not giving out clocks. They're giving out roses and stuff. Right. Did they give out clocks?
I don't remember. No, I think it was roses. Something.
It was roses in Flavor of Love?
I don't know. I don't watch reality.
Flavor of Love.
You watched Flavor of Love, though. We all did.
No, like Flavor maybe Love one episode.
New York, Boots, Pumpkin.
I know who New York is because of the spit.
Yeah. The third season of Flavor of Love began.
What? Saucy?
Began Monday.
That's Saucy Santana.
February 11, 2008. The first season.
Mango?
To do with
2006.
I was naming all the girls' nicknames.
Hoops is still on. Not still on. She's on Instagram.
Boots.
Hoops.
Hoops is fine.
She's still fine.
She dated Shaq, and I was
dated Shaq.
How does that work?
I can tell you what. After she dated Shaq, I was like, well, I definitely got a chance.
I was like,
if she had dated somebody else regular, I was like, I might still have a shot. But after Shaq, I was like, I got financially or like just dick based. There's nothing I could do.
That's a rough follow up.
Oh man, that's a heavy lift.
Financially or dick based?
Huh? Yeah,
dick based.
Both.
Financially or dick based? I got nothing to offer against sex.
But I mean, can you date somebody who's like 8 feet tall and then somebody who's like 5'8"?
I don't know. I was telling Tahir that I don't have a type. Like I have, it's all over. So maybe
the 8 foot tall guy could be terrible.
Huh?
The 8 foot tall guy could be terrible.
Oh, and then you're just like, this guy could fit in a car. This is so much easier.
We can ride roller coasters.
We can go out in public.
Regular bits, all of that type of shit. There's benefits to being with me.
You don't think about being too big for a roller coaster.
That's a real thing.
Imagine that.
That's a real thing.
You think about being too big, but imagine being like just
too tall,
too big,
or a plane.
Chad had to get a custom. I think it was a Lambo. He had to buy two Lambos and have them like fused together.
Damn.
Because he couldn't fit in the regular one.
They couldn't just raise the ceiling a little bit?
It was like the T-top one or the converted one, but it needed more leg room in it.
He literally had two of them fused together.
How does that even work?
You take two cars?
I just see like a really, really wide Lamborghini.
Right. It's just like just the sides are fused together. So it's like two full ones side by side. Does this work?
That's a lot, man. That's a lot. Well, yeah. Pink Sauce, that is very unfortunate. I hope that she gets it together.
Yeah.
I hope
has anyone tried the Pink Sauce yet?
No.
After it got people sick.
Really?
Yeah.
After it got people sick, I was just like,
yeah, nope.
And to your point, she was clowned because she didn't know what FDA meant.
Right.
She was
exactly.
Like,
why
FDA
don't
approved.
Trust,
she was like, I don't sell
I don't
drugs.
Trust her, but I just and don't trust like, the situation.
But I don't know. I'm gonna stay on the fence because the internet.
Look, I can't be mad. I love that you support. I love that you support a black woman. It's cool. It's cool.
There you go.
I'm cool with that. No matter how nonsensical it may be.
Nine cars.
I'm gonna wait for more information.
Shaq had to customize to fit. Nine cars that Shaq had to customize to fit. So it wasn't
just
one.
He's got just like slightly bigger cars than everybody.
He should just buy a monster truck or something.
Right.
A convertible. A little bigger.
Or like a convertible.
just stick out. Look at this one, bro. Stick out the top. Convertibleized Mercedes-Benz S500. Look
how it
looks.
Not a monster truck.
Is that bigger?
It's way longer than a normal. First of all, that one does not come in a convertible. He had to get it made into a convertible.
Stick out the
top. That one and this one, the Hellcat. The Hellcat does not come in a convertible, bro.
Would you have to like customize the windshield, or you're just looking over it and things can hit you?
Oh, if they customed it, they made the windshield taller and all that. Yeah.
So you just have a big ass windshield coming up off the damn.
So it's like you're driving a bus all the time.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't the Lamborghini; it was a Ferrari. This is the one that he had did. This is the one I saw on the show.
I would just walk everywhere. Just move somewhere in walking distance of all your places.
Oh, there you go. The Ford F-650. He does have a monster truck for the most part.
Why are the front wheels bigger than the back wheels?
I think it's just how it looks. But I don't know. Maybe. I think it's the rim, because that rim is protruding. That one's sunken in. So it throws a depth perception.
He should get a custom smart car so it can be hilarious. It'd be like a clown car.
Actually,
he has one.
No way.
Yes,
I'm sure to get around
his. The smart car.
Oh, it probably looks like a normal sized car. Because those, like in real life, are tiny.
I had road pass that when I already, I just bring it up because I was like, nah.
This shit looks like an elevator.
That's how he gets around his compound.
Is it?
Probably.
Where do you see an elevator? Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
I'm saying it's the size. It's the size of the elevator.
I was gonna say, where have you seen an elevator that looks like that?
That's so ridiculous. Oh yeah, there's a couple Mazda trucks.
I mean, they look normal.
All gold wrap F-150,
and that shit is as tall as him. That's insane.
Oh my god, that's a big ass Jeep.
Shaq is a big dude, man.
How tall is he? Seven? Is he 7 feet?
See if it says it in here.
7'8".
Shaq,
that's my guess.
8'9". Really tall.
Huh?
8'9". Come on now. Okay, Who is that tall?
Is that a trike on the cover
image? Yeah.
That's insane.
A trike? Like a...
The three-wheeled motorcycle things?
Oh, that's called a trike?
I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, that's tight. Like a tricycle.
Oh, yeah.
But cooler.
I'm going to find this, and then we're going to close out, guys. Give me 1 second. I just want to find out.
His name is Shaquille, too.
7'1".
Never met a Shaquille.
Shaquille O'Neal.
7'1"? Oh, he is 7.
Yep.
I knew 7'8 seemed big.
7'8 is like... I think you would have health problems. Too many health problems for the NBA.
Them niggas would be good for
the
shit.
The monsters in Space Jam and shit. Them niggas are 7'8". I mean, Bugs Bunny.
Well, listen, man. Thank you guys so much at home for watching with the Scary Squad. We appreciate y'all. Always love you. Thank y'all for your comments during the show. Want to thank our amazing guest, Mel News, a.k.a. Melanie, for coming on the show, giving her 2 cents, not selling the pictures and shit.
Damn.
You know what
also
saying?
Not rapping. Call back.
Also not rap, but you did twerk.
And twerk was cool.
The twerk was decent.
Twerk was all right.
I kept it.
It was mid as fuck.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just going to say I kept it PG for this. We all know this.
Boo! Anyway, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary. Bam, bam. Peace, guys. Later.